Maria,
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the good Holy Ghost. Thank you for this good salvation. Thank him for the Spirit of the Lord. Thank him for the life that's in Jesus. Thank him for the blessed hope. If I can settle down, I'll teach you. Holy. You have your Bibles, and I'd like for you to turn with me today. Psalms 46 and 10. And I really want to help us, and I include myself in this message here today. I want to help us. How many knows there's power in knowledge? Knowledge is power.
Yes.
And we need the Spirit of God to show us things and reveal God's ways to us. That's how we learn. When we get close enough, or he can reveal to us. Psalms 46 and 10. When everybody finds it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless your heart. In this scripture, there's eight words. And I'm going to teach on an eight-letter word. Eight. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. You may be seated. Eight words in this verse, but all the power. In the Hebrew, it reads like this. God is a saying to us, settle down. Become quiet. And listen.
Yes.
And you will recognize and understand me that I am God.
Right.
All you need to do is to shut things down.
Right.
To close things down. Shut them off. And go into a secret place and be still before the presence of God. And God said, I will reveal myself to you. I'll show you things. I will talk to you. How many knows in the hustle and bustle of life, all of the noise that we're surrounded with all the time, it's hard to hear that still small voice until you get in a place somewhere and shut the door. Go into your closet and shut to thy door and pray to your Father which is in secret. Your Father which seeth thee in secret shall reward you openly. There's a secret place of the Most High.
Yes.
There is a place where God will deal with us and he'll talk to us. The eight-letter word that I want to deal with today, one word, one title, priority. Eight letters, priority. Can anyone in this building tell me today what priority means?
Yeah.
Can you? You know. You might not be speaking it, but you know what a priority is.
Yeah.
Listen, there are many books written and seminars teaching people how to get their lives in order by understanding and setting their goals and their priorities. Priority. The highest priority, listen now, in life is knowing, really knowing him and serving him. That is the main priority while we're here, is to know God and to serve him and put him as number one.
Amen.
Oh God, my heart's full today, Brother George. It's full. God feeds me when I study for you all. He feeds my own soul. Oh Lord, your priority in your Christian life must be in loving God and pleasing him. That ought to be your main goal and desire, is to say, Lord, I want you to be pleased with my life. And I want to live in a way, dear Lord, that you'll be pleased with me and your glory. Hallelujah. And you say today, teacher, Brother Tommy, I want to know God better.
Amen.
have your way, Lord.
I want to know him more.
Praise God. Amen.
Brother Keith, I want to know him better and closer and nearer and sweeter. Hallelujah. Yes. I want a closer walk with him. I feel God burning in that left hand. Hallelujah. Amen. Raise your little hand and praise him. The Holy Ghost is real and God's Spirit is real. There's life in the Spirit of God. Glory. Hallelujah.
I have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to really know Jesus.
Yes.
To hear his voice.
Oh,
and be led by him.
Amen.
In that 8-letter word priority. Oh, God, Brother Anthony. In that word priority will determine whether you will prosper in the Lord and be blessed or not.
Right.
It will determine if you maintain victory and have God's peace in your heart and in your mind. Priority means putting God first in your life, in everything that you do. Hallelujah.
Right.
Include him in every one of your plans and every one of your ambitions. Let Jesus be number one. I tell you, if you put him first, he'll bless you going out and coming in. He'll make you the head and not the tail. He'll bless you in the city and he'll bless you in the field. He'll run your basket over. He'll feed you when you're hungry. He'll be your waters when you're thirsty. It's to put him number one and he'll rise up and he'll fight your battle. Hallelujah. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you across and take you over every obstacle that the devil would ever throw.
Yes.
Right. Priority.
Have you ever seen such an age of sights and sounds that continually grapples for our attention day and night?
That's right. Amen.
You feel the magnetic pull.
Come on.
Of Satan's kingdom of darkness. Satan's kingdom is very much alive.
Right.
The music constantly goes.
Amen.
The images are pumped all the time through. Oh Lord, sights and sounds. It's a busy world that we live in. Oh God, listen, stay with me for a while. I want to help you. Oh Lord, we now live in a fast-paced, energetic, disordered generation. People are on the go 100 miles an hour, don't even know where they're headed to.
That's right.
Yeah. Busy going nowhere. Oh God. Oh Lord. Our society is anxiety driven with activity. We run. We do. Rush for time. Race to meet deadlines. And we end up in exhaustion and mentally drained. We crash in the end, physically crash. We become so disconnected from the Spirit of God, and God is our joy, God is our strength, and God is our peace of mind. Oh, Lord, I feel him in the house. Dear Lord, if we ever needed contact with God, it's right now. If we ever need to pull ourselves aside and get a hold of the horns of the altar and get into the presence of God, it'll bring peace in your mind. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee because he trusteth in thee. Hallelujah. Can you say today, Lord, give me the mind of Christ. Give me that heavenly mind. Give me that spiritual mind. Lord, raise me up into the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion. Lord, raise your little hand and say, God, I want to lift it up in my soul. Lift me higher. I want to go higher, God.
Amen.
Blessed be God.
Lift me up.
Blessed be God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Keeping focused. keeping focused. Anybody ever heard that word?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, keeping focused. Listen to me. Can you say, Lord, would you please help me?
Come on.
In this age that I'm living in, with all that's going on around me, God, in my family, friends, workplace, job, whatever, would you help me, Lord, to stay focused on you?
Amen.
Focused on you, Jesus. In 2009, listen, dude, I dug up a bunch of history. I studied, Brother Jason, study, all day yesterday. In 2009, a research team at Stanford University studied more than 200 students. They took 200 students out and done a study with them and done an experiment that included switching between tasks and memory exercises. They gave them all more than one thing to do to get them to do it all together. Now notice, this study found that students who viewed themselves, oh, we're good. We're good at multitasking. Man, we can do it all. We can handle it all. We can get several things done at one time, multitasking. Because they were in the habit of doing several things at a time, they did worse than those who preferred to perform one task at a time.
That's right.
Multitasking made it difficult to focus their thoughts and filter out irrelevant information. Maintaining focus when our minds are distracted is too hard of a challenge.
Yes, it is.
Yes, Lord.
The study found that you cannot give your full attention. You can't do it. And you're all on more than one thing at a time.
Praise be to God.
I'm afraid that social media is killing us.
Come on.
It's stealing time away from God.
Yeah.
It's taking us away, Brother Jason, from God's holy word of prayer. I believe it's becoming the biggest invention of evil and the tool of the devil in these last days.
Yeah.
It is surely crippling the church and robbing it of God's presence and God's anointing. I'm telling you, God's been dealing with me, and I've been doing it lately, shutting that thing off. I bet I get 100 emails a day, and it ain't right for me to go down and read every one of those emails. Oh Lord, I know important texts come through my phone, and I see who's in need and who's got something they need to say to me to pray. But I'm telling you, when your fingers are busy and you send out 400 texts a day and you're constantly talking and you're connected to everybody, and God, you're pushing him back on the back burner, it ain't no reason for us to do that. We're robbing our own soul of peace and victory. We don't have the shout like we used to have the shout. We don't have the joy of the Lord, and the praise ain't there, and the worship ain't there. Hey Lord, we're too busy. We got too many irons in the fire. We're connected to everybody and everything, and we become disconnected from the glory world. I said we're disconnected from the Spirit of God, and we're drained out, and we're empty.
Hey,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus.
All right, all right.
Glory to God.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Sweet Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus. I steered that car with my right hand today coming home, and I'd have to wipe the tears. I put my hand out like this. I don't know what people thought they'd come by me. I said, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I put my hand like this, looking through that windshield. I said, I thank you for everything you've done for me. What you've given me. What you've blessed me with.
Thank you, Lord.
I love him. I love you. Can you say, Jesus, I love you more than anything in my whole life? I love you more, Lord. You're my bread, you're my water. You're my soul, bless you. Brother Keith, this is so real and it's so rich. Oh, taste and see that he's real. Let's hear from the psalmist David. Psalmist David, can you talk to us? Tell us how you felt in your heart. Psalms 27 and verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple.
Yes.
That means everything to me. To inquire means to seek after and to ask God for his presence. Ask God for his help. Where else could you go to? Who else could you run to? Who else has got your answer but God? David said, one thing have I desired, that will I seek after. I may dwell, live in, constantly be in God's presence.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. He goes on to say, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in the secret of his pavilion. And in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Okay, David. Psalmist David. What are you really telling us here? What would you like for us to know?
Come on.
David would say, my single focus is beholding and meditating on the beauty of my Lord. It's my strength. It's my joy.
Yes.
It's my hope. It's my victory. It's my overcoming power. Jesus. My single focus, my eyes are upon him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm afraid. I'm talking to us. I believe I'm talking good to us, Brother Jason.
Yes.
I really do.
Real good,
bro.
I'm afraid when our minds become overloaded in going different directions, we're starving our spirit.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When this happens, we are not giving God our best. Then we become weak and drained. We can't hold up any longer in our trials. When you can't cope, you end up crashing. Now listen, this is why that you need to spend quality time alone with God. Your spirit inside must be revived in his presence.
Yes.
This takes time.
Man,
this takes time to do. Much time. Not just 5 minutes.
Amen.
Not just 10 minutes.
Come on, bro.
This takes time of waiting patiently on the Lord and seeking him.
Right.
Keeping our mind up on him and waiting for him to speak to us.
Right.
You can't say that you've had a devotion when you hurry. Read a page. We read one little chapter and say a 5 minute prayer. Listen, look at me. It will not work in this hour that you're living in.
Come on.
You're right.
Amen.
Don't get mad at me.
Right, brother. Come on.
I'm learning too with you all. We're going to have to spend more time with the Lord to feel that power on the inside to rise up and give us what we need.
Amen. Yes.
Quiet times.
Quiet time with God.
How many's ever heard of Green Bank, West Virginia? We got one right here. Sister Peggy McComas, Sister Dottie.
Brother Adam. Green Bank Observatory in located Pocahontas County, West Virginia. Green Bank is located within the National Radio Quiet Zone. I notice. The government built there and erected the world's largest fully steerable radio telescope in the Appalachian Mountains. That telescope looks like a great big huge dish that is 300 feet across the curved disc that's pointed up toward heaven.
Yeah.
I'm going somewhere. Oh God. 365 days and nights a year. They listen for signals from heaven and the universe. The town has 143 residents. Wi-Fi, cell phones, and all wireless devices that run on radio signals are not allowed in Green Bank, West Virginia, because they will interfere and drown out the signals from the heaven above. It's a place without internet called the quietest town in America. All interference is blocked out as the big disc is trained on the sky, listening for heavenly signals. It has to be dead quiet. I looked all of that up. Dead quiet in a 20-mile radius around that telescope. There are no radios, TVs, Fitbits, smartwatches. When you decide you're going to travel through there, you're going to go there. Modern technology has to be left behind. Hallelujah. Why is it in the natural, the astronomers? Oh, God. I'm having a hard time here today. The astronomers and the scientists are saying we don't want to miss the signal from the heaven. If it comes from the universe somewhere, or one of the stars, or the galaxies around us, we don't want to miss the signal. And they steer that old thing all around and everything. And I'm telling you, it would be a sacrifice if we all lived in that town, my Lord, and have to leave the technology behind. But can I ask us today, how important is it for us to be trained, hey Lord, and listen for the voice of God, and to pray, and to seek the face of the Lord, and to feel the Spirit of God, and to know when He talks to us, and to feel His voice. Hallelujah. I don't want to raise your hand in the house. I don't want to miss the Lord's signal. I don't want to miss hearing His voice. I don't want technology. Hallelujah. The block. My God.
Amen. Amen. You're right.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus. How many just you could sense today God's wanting to speak to us? Do you sense that? You sense it?
Bless Him.
How many's hungry for the Lord?
Praise God.
Is it really possible that we cannot hear from God anymore?
That's right. Bless Him, Lord.
Because it's not quiet enough?
That's right.
That we can't hear the Holy Spirit's voice because there's too much noise and racket. Listen, the busiest place for the Jason on this planet is our mind right here. It is the truth.
You're right, brother.
Conversations day and night, sights and sounds day and night. We visit, we go right here. And not even make a step. Oh God, if we could get this trained on God,
right.
My Lord. Listen now.
So many times we have so many obligations and we become so spread so thin, then guess who's left out? God is.
Come on.
The best part of our strength ought to be given and saved for the Lord. It should be. Notice, if we're going to hear from heaven and have the sweet Holy Ghost to speak to us and guide us, strengthen us and help us, we're going to have to shut down, stop, turn off the noise and the distractions that fills our minds and pulls it away from God.
Amen, bro.
Now you know why. Now you know why Jesus often withdrew himself to the mountains and the isolated places to be alone and pray to his Father.
Right.
Notice the scripture with me. Luke 5:16, and Jesus withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed.
Yeah.
The scripture before this one said that the people pressed him with their problems, pressed him with their conditions, needing him. What is it that God wants us to know? What's he telling us here? Why did Luke write that? People can pressure you, crowd you, smother you for your attention until you're spiritually, mentally, and physically drained.
Amen. Yes.
We become drained.
Right.
People, obligations, things to do. Ring, hello. 30 minutes later, you get off the phone. Ring, hello. But a lot of times we say, I need to get alone with the Lord. Let him leave a message, whatever. I need some quality time with God. I'm telling you, folks, God is wanting to move in these last days.
Yeah.
He's trying to get our attention right now to get the power back.
Right.
Holy Lord, holy Lord. Oh, God. Matthew 14:23. And when Jesus had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart. Say apart with me.
Apart.
He broke away, the Greek reads, he broke away, he separated himself from everybody and everything.
Yeah.
He had to. People were training him.
Yeah.
Physically, mentally, spiritually. Listen, I know he's the Son of God. I know he is Jesus, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, the last. But he was the Son of Man too. He's our example. If he saw the need to be able to go out and be alone with the Heavenly Father, to be re-energized in his soul, in his spirit, so do we.
Amen.
We need that renewing. We need that refreshing.
Praise
God.
Now listen. Jesus is our example. You must remember, Jesus is our example. If the Son of Man had to pray and stay in touch with the Father to maintain victory and have peace of mind, we have to also.
Right.
Luke tells us one chapter later, after the fifth chapter that I just read, Luke says the scribes and the Pharisees were dogging him, accusing him, finding fault with him, running him down. And the Bible said, Luke said they were mad.
Mm-hmm.
My gracious. That'd make me want to go to the mountain too. I'm telling you, to find peace of mind. But oh, watch where this goes. Luke tells us they were dogging him, running him down. But verse 12 says the conflict became so great that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer. Oh, Lord, how bad do you want it? How bad does it have to get? How many's ever come to a time in your life, God, if I don't get help, I'm going down. The people around me, Lord's torn all to pieces, and they're getting to me also, and they're taking something out of me. And if I have to go into an isolated place and find me like Brother George B.
built him a prayer closet, did you not? He built a prayer closet in his house. I'm telling you, Brother George has told me before. He said, I'm going to pray. He texted me back. He said, I felt the Holy Ghost come through in the prayer closet. Raise your little hand in the house. That is what we need, is a breakthrough. Brother Jason, we need a breakthrough in this hour. We need the touch of heaven. We're going to have to reach and get a hold of something that'll give us energy and power to be an overcomer. Give him a wave offering. Hallelujah, I'm down here in trouble, Lord. And if I let people, they'll take everything good out of me. And they'll drain me, they'll weary me. But hey, Lord, I need the Holy Ghost. I beg on the Bahia. I need a renewing and a restoring. I need a reviving.
Yes,
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Blessed. Take time.
Take time.
Take time. Take time. Telling us all here, I love you. I love you. I love every soul in here. I love you.
Thank
Start taking more time.
Thank you.
More time. More time. Pray, pray, pray. Yes. Seek God. Wait on him. When you're pressed and stressed, you have to find a quiet place to empty out,
right,
to obtain the peace of God, the peace of mind. The Holy Ghost, listen, when you take time, the Holy Ghost in you will rise up and get stronger.
Right.
He'll give you strength when you take time and learn how to pray. Every day, we need time with God, a time of refreshing in his presence that will renew our spirit. We must take time before God to connect. Listen, take time before God to connect and to reflect. And remember and look back. Remember all the good things God's done for you. To think back and to give thanks. To thank God for all of his blessings. And then you can say, Lord, I need your help right now. Right now. You reflect and remember. Hearing God whisper. Now, there's a bunch of stuff going on in here. So there's a bunch of people up here and everybody's talking and stuff. Brother Jason, if he'd come over here and he'd whisper in my ear, I can't hear anyway. I got to hear it in his ear. Crank it up. So he'd come here and whisper in this ear. How many has ever been guilty, you know, and somebody just says, and you really don't know, you've got bits and pieces, and you'll shake your head, yeah. They might have been saying something bad. I don't know. Yeah, whatever you said. I don't like to be like that. I want to hear it clearly. Brother Jason walks up and he whispers in my ear, and I just look at him and say, man, I don't know what you're saying, man. Everybody's a talking, everybody's a hollering. Everything's going on around me.
Come on.
You see where I'm coming from this today?
Amen.
You see, if God should whisper right now, could you hear him? Could you hear him? Watch this. Oh, God. I love teaching more than I do eating. I'm not kidding. I'd rather teach, preach, than I would eat a big steak. I want to ask you, and speaking to myself too, are we in a place that we can hear God should he whisper?
Can we hear God? Yes, Lord.
I'm going to quit with this one.
Oh, God.
Listen. 1 Kings 19, the prophet Elijah was threatened with death by the devil from Jezebel, the king's wife. I'm after you, Elijah. I want to kill you. If it's the last thing I do, I'll run you down and I'll run a sword through you like you did to all of my prophets. I'm going to kill you. You had it. I'm going to kill you. Elijah, I'm going to stop your ministry. That's what the devils are trying to do today. He's trying to stop people's ministries.
Yes.
Now, I felt him.
Sure is.
Come on. If he can discourage you.
Come on now.
If he can take you stone,
He can take your praise, if he can take your worship, if he can take that anointing God put in you. It ain't so much the devil like to destroy you. He wants to destroy the God that's in you and the spirit of God that's in you. He wants to stop the anointing.
Yeah.
That's what he's after. He's after your anointing. He's after your gift. He's after your talents.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Listen. I'm going to kill you. So, what's Elijah do? He runs as hard as he can go, and he goes back in a cold, dark, damp cave all alone and saying, Lord, I've had enough. You ever been there? I'm tired of this.
Oh, yeah.
I've had it. What's the use? I've had it. I've had enough. I wished I was dead. Job said it. Jeremiah said it. Elijah said it here.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have never been born.
Come on.
That's right.
The devil can press you to the point that sometimes you'll have those thoughts. Who am I? Yeah. Why am I here? I wish I was out of this place. Yeah. Come on. Listen. Listen. I want to finish this. Give me about 3 or 4 minutes. So Elijah runs back in that cave. I wished I was dead. Just take me on, Lord.
Take me on.
All Elijah could hear was threats of the enemy. It ran over and over in his mind till it took all of his hope and all of his peace. He thinks it's over, Brother Jason. It's the end, Brother George. I can't go on any longer. I'm tired. I'm weary. I'm done for. Let me die and get out of this mess. While he's thinking about it and all of this, he's back in that quiet cave. And the Lord passed by in a great strong wind and rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks. But the Lord was not in the wind after the wind and earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Hey, Lord. Verse 13 said, and it was so when Elijah heard it, when he heard the Lord's still small voice, he wrapped his face in that anointed mantle and he went outside of the cave. God's still small voice brought him out of his lonely cave of depression and fear. And the Lord said unto him, Elijah, I'm not done with you yet. Raise your hand in the house. Hallelujah. The devil like to tell you it's over and God's done with you and you'll never make it or go anywhere. But he's a liar and a father of lies. Hallelujah. What was the Lord said? I said, Elijah, get your horn of oil. I've got people for you to anoint. Hallelujah. To go forth out of this cave. Hallelujah. God's real.
Thank you.
Hey, Lord. So Elijah departed thence and went on his way renewed. It was in that place that he heard the Lord's still small voice. I'm telling you, it don't take a stick of dynamite, Brother Earl. It takes the power of Almighty God, the voice of the Lord. It divides the waves. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the power of God in his voice to hear it.
That's right.
If you really like peace and quiet, I'll quit with this. There's a room in Minneapolis, Minnesota. If you really like it dead quiet. This room absorbs 99.99% of all sound. It's the world famous anechoic, which means echo-free chamber of the Orfield Laboratories. It has been called the quietest place on planet Earth. People who want to experience this soundless space are required to sit down to avoid getting disoriented. That's how quiet it is. They'll sit down to keep from getting disoriented by lack of noise. There's not a speck of it. No one
has ever been able to spend more than 45 minutes in that soundless room? Well, we don't need that much silence, but we do need a long need and long for some quietness in a loud, busy world. I feel like we are bombarded on every side nowadays with sounds, voices, noise pollution and of news, bad news and social media, all of it that we ingest and take in, sounds and noise competes for your attention. Words and images of what we see and hear stirs up negative emotions. How many can say amen to that?
Amen.
Until it's drowned out the voice and the peace of our God. As I close, are you all craving now, and are you yearning to hear the Lord and feel His Spirit speaking to you? Can you hear the Lord's gentle whisper? Can you hear Him? Make time and find room. That room of silence. And when you do, wait on Him. And you'll obtain that peace you're longing for. Heavenly Father, would you quiet my heart and my mind? Settle me down. Let me be still, that I may know you, my God, is my prayer.
You speak.